Stephen, would you like to come and join me, please?
Yeah.
So some of the folk here at Pip and Jim's might not have met you, Stephen. So I just thought I'd ask you a few questions,
yes,
if that's all right. How long have you been the chair of Churches Together in Medway?
I think I've been chairman now for about 3 years.
About three years. And what's the normal tenure? Or is it...
There's no tenure.
Is there no?
So as long as people want you, you know, and they keep voting you in.
Oh right, excellent.
So it's not like Boris. No, we're not going to say anything about that. But
no, I don't think there'll be a rebellion for you. Yeah. I have to say, actually, I think Stephen is possibly the person who smiles the most I've ever met in my life. I don't ever see him without a smile on his face, you know. But that might change. No, I'm sure it won't. So now you also lead Victorious Family Church, don't you? In Chatham as well.
In Chatham.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how long have you been leading that church for?
Since 2004, which makes it roughly about 18 years.
It does indeed.
We've been all over the place practically.
Yeah.
But we are glad we now have a permanent base in Chatham.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Almost opposite Fort Amherst, is that right? In a disused Anglican church, is that right?
Or that,
you know,
is
redundant
true.
Anglican,
that's true. Yeah? No, it's no longer redundant. We're using it.
No, amen. Praise the Lord. See what happens, you know, the Lord, you know, he repurposes his church, doesn't he, in different ways.
Yeah.
So what can we pray for you, Stephen? What's on your heart?
What's on my heart?
What can we pray for you?
For me?
Yeah.
I think if there's a prayer to pray... I think the church is at a particular phase where the church needs to step out boldly to take the power of God to our community. And as chairman of Churches Together, I'd like you to pray that the Lord will give me the wisdom to be able to distill this vision and, you know, share that so that every leader, every congregation will catch this vision that each one of us, we're his ambassadors, and God wants to use us in our communities. Amen.
You know, if I was interviewing a future, you know, successor of yours, that's the kind of thing I'd want to hear from the chair of the Churches Together in our local community. Yeah. I mean, that is just so inspirational.
Yeah.
Let's pray for you. Father God, we thank you for Stephen.
Thank you.
And your call upon his life. And how he's responded to that call. And we pray, Lord, you'll fill him with your Holy Spirit right now, Lord, as he shares from your word, as he inspires each and every one of us, Lord God, to be filled with the Spirit, to be bold, to go, Lord, where you send us, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Andrew, and the wonderful team here. I've felt very, very welcome indeed. And it's a joy, it's a pleasure to be here with you on a Sunday morning. I've been here for various other things that you do within the community. So I know that this is a church that has a heart for the community. I know without any doubt that you are touching lives and you are impacting lives and making a difference. And long may that continue in Jesus' name. So without doubt, you are one of the churches that is in the forefront of being a light and a salt in our community. I would like to share with you or challenge you, even as I challenge myself, on greater works than these. Shall we pray? Father, we are grateful. We just want to say thank you because we know that your word lives. We pray that your word will both challenge and encourage us, even as we go into the next phase of our journey with you day by day, so that truly we'll be a brighter light and a sweeter salt in our community. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, the Bible reading has already been done, and without any pressure, I have 20 minutes. So let me start by just, first of all, bringing a greeting from Victorious Family Parish. They sent their greetings, though they didn't want me to come. But anyway, that's another story for another day. Every time I'm going, they say, oh, where are you going again? And I say, I have to go. I'm chairman of Churches Together. I've just got to go around. You know what I mean? But they bring their greetings to you from on high. And of course, personally, I want to thank you for what you do in the community. I believe that the Lord, just as he said in the book of Matthew 25, you're doing that for someone in my name, you're doing that for me. And he will remember us in Jesus' name. So that's the greetings out of the way. So let's go to the main thing. Praise be to God. I'd like to be at home, and so though I've prepared and we have all prayed that the Lord will just give a word, so I trust he will do that, and I'm watching the time. So you give a preacher 20 minutes. Hallelujah. Now, in one of the great sermons of our Lord, when he was speaking, he began to talk to us about the importance of being a light and a salt. Matthew chapter 5 tells us that we are the light of the world, the salt of the earth, a city on the hill that can't be hidden. To a large extent, this church and quite a number of churches all around Medway, we do that nicely. You know, we do the food banks, we hold the coffee mornings, we have befriended services, we entertain strangers, we welcome refugees, and we do a lot of social action, and that's great, that's grand, and that's wonderful. If anyone was doing an analysis, that would be a big tick. You're doing well. But the challenge I have for you and for me and for us as a church is greater works than this. Jesus said, if we believe. Now, question, how many of us believe? Let me just see, by show of hands, just by show of hands. Okay, oh great. So all of us, we believe. So the Bible says to us that because you believe in him, you are going to do greater works. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. Acts 10 and 38. It says how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good, healing all those that were diseased or sick. That's the work he said we will do greater than that. So, the challenge for us as churches and the challenge for us as believers who believe in him, who have Christ right on the inside of us, the hope of glory, the challenge is how do we take Christ that is on the inside of us and take that into the community? You know, it's interesting that you had some time away, and part of what you have come away with is there's the need to grow, definitely. But there's also the need to go out there, to take the power that Christ has put on the inside of us, to take that out into the world. And trusting God that the Lord will greatly challenge us. Could I ask us, if you don't mind, to turn to the book of James, because it's something I would like us to look at together and put into practice. Because when I asked the question, we all said we all believe, right? We all agree Christ is on the inside of us, right? And we all agree that Jesus did some works, and he has said we are going to do greater works. So I'm trusting God that God will help us to demonstrate that even in our service today. The book of James chapter 5 from verse 13. The Bible says, is anyone suffering? Let him pray. So the first thing in doing greater works is we have to pray. Now, if Andrew was praying, his prayer is kind of there. He's trained to pray. He's equipped to pray. So you may not be able to pray, you know, with all the right words like Andrew would do. But guess what? God is not actually asking you to do that. All he's saying is anyone suffering? Let him pray. So there's no special requirement. You don't need a PhD in prayerology if there's a course like that. You don't need anything like that. All you need is pray. Second thing that the scripture says is anyone cheerful. Now, how many cheerful people do we have in the house? Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Right, let's try that again. How many cheerful people do we have in the house? Wonderful. The Bible says if you're cheerful, sing hymns. That's what we just did today, actually. We sang hymns. We sang songs from, you know, composed from scripture to remind us of our faith in God. Then the Bible goes on one step further. It says, is anyone sick? Let him or her call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him or her, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. Scripture says the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and if they have committed sins, they will be forgiven. Greater works means we are doing this. We are praying. We are worshiping God with all our heart, with hymns and songs. We are bringing all the burdens and all the pain that is all around us. We're bringing that to God in the place of prayer and praying in faith, stepping out into the unknown. Now, I confess, I don't know what might happen. I don't know what might happen. But what I do know is that when we step out in faith, Christ will step out in faith with us. What I do know is that Christ is on the inside of us, and he says, as we read in John 14:14, whatsoever we ask for, he will do. So I want us to, you know, put that into practice. Is there anyone sick among us? Is there anyone sick who needs prayer? We would like to pray for you, if you don't mind. And let's let God be God. Let's do our bit, and let's allow God to do his own bit, and let God be glorified. So if there's anyone sick in our midst, if you don't mind, please stand. And I'm going to ask, you know, one or two to just, you know, join you in prayer. Praise God. Thank you, sir. Any others? Any others? Let's do this. Let's believe God together. Let's believe God together. Thank you. Thank you. Right. Could I encourage? Now, I asked you a question earlier. I said, how many of us believe? So let me ask that question again. How many of us believe in Jesus? You believe in Jesus. Please stand to your feet if you do believe in Jesus. Now we've got a few people standing. And what I would like you to do, if you are close to where they are, we want to pray a prayer of faith. And if you could just touch them gently as a point of contact, let's just pray a prayer of faith. And for those of us who are far off, just believe. Let's believe God. The Bible says the prayer of faith will make a difference. Let's stretch forth our hand and let's believe God together. Father, we are grateful. Let's just release our faith. Let's just release our faith even now. Lord, we are grateful for your power that is unending. We stand in one accord. We believe your word. We stand with our brethren who are here, as well as those who are online in their various places. We pray, stretching forth our hand, that you release your power and bring about a healing in the name of Jesus. We ask that your power will flow from the crown of the head all the way to the sole of our feet. And let there be healing, and let there be change in the name of Jesus. Thank you because you have heard us. We give you praise because we trust we will hear good testimonies to your glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And the people of God will say, amen. Amen. Thank you. Please, let's be seated. Thank you so much for doing that. Now, question. How difficult was that? How difficult was that? Was that hard? That's what he has asked us to do. It's not up to you to heal. It's not up to you to deliver. It's not up to you to do anything. All is up to you to do, believe and pray. The rest is up to the Lord. And I want to believe that as we step out in faith, God will begin to do a new thing. As we step out in faith, God will begin to amaze us. Jesus, in his teaching, he told us certain things. Matthew chapter 17 and verse 21. It's a lovely story. The Bible tells us there was a time Jesus went away like you went away. He went away to spend some time alone with the Father. And in his time of retreat, he decided to go away with some of his leadership team. You know, some of the things we do in church. How many of you know that we are copying from Jesus? Praise God. So he went up, you know, away with some of his leadership team. And they went onto the mountaintop. And as they got there, and Jesus began to have a glorious time, and the heavenly bodies came down and all the rest of that. And the Bible says the disciples were amazed. Wow. You know, is it possible to really have, you know, such a wonderful time of encounter? Now, while they were having a nice time up in the mountaintop, there were people down in the valley, below the mountain, who are having some trouble. Bible says in particular, there was a particular boy who was possessed with demons. You know, so demon possession is not a modern thing. It has always been there. And that's why he says, I've given you power to cast them out. Praise God. Oh, gosh. All right, let me back up a bit. That's why Jesus said, I give you power to cast them out. Amen? Oh, okay, yeah, let's try that one more time. It's like you don't believe. Right, Jesus said, I give you power to cast out demons. Do I hear your amen?
Amen.
Thank you. You know, so they were battling with this child who had demons and all the rest down in the valley. And the disciples tried to sort it out. I can imagine if it was in our modern days, they would have called for the ambulance on their phones, 999. You know, there's someone here who has an issue. I can imagine, and I'm not knocking, you know, medical science. I mean, we thank God for doctors, nurses, and the medical care. I'm not knocking that at all. But I'm just saying they tried what they could within their ability and their skills. Nothing worked. And then Jesus comes down from the mountaintop. And as soon as they see Jesus, they say, right, yeah, Jesus, we've got an issue. There's someone who has demon possession. Can you sort that person out? And Jesus turns to the crowd and says, oh, you unbelieving generation, how long am I going to be here with you? I've been saying this all this while. You've got power on the inside of you to deal with this. And then he cast out the devil. And the disciples are wondering and saying, oh, where did you get that kind of power from? And then he mentions to them, this does not happen except there's a time of prayer and a time of fasting and a time of seeking the Lord. Greater works than he did, we are going to do as we spend time in his presence, as we do. As we deliberately spend time in retreat in his presence. As we wait on the Lord, fasting sometimes, seeking his face, asking for the power, asking that God will make each one of us a torch bearer, a carrier of his glory. That everywhere we go, we carry his presence and power so that people will stop doubting if Christ is real. I mean, if I was to ask anyone in this room, is Christ real? Okay, but let's try that. Is Christ real?
Yes.
Do you doubt that he's alive?
No.
Now the people on the streets around us, they doubt that Christ is real. They don't believe that he's the Savior. They don't believe that he's the way, the truth, and the life. They don't believe that there's a heaven, possibly, and more shockingly and amazingly, they actually don't believe there's hell. And so they don't believe there's a need for a savior. That's why some don't do God. Yet there are some who do believe, but they have been hurt. Their expectations have not been met. They have been let down by church folk. So they have turned their back on the Savior. But they are in our streets. What will bring them back? The power of God. And may the power of God rest upon us in Jesus' name. I would like to close now because my time says I should. But let's seek God for something this morning. Greater works is a challenge to me, as I'm hoping it's a challenge also to you. We've got to step out in faith. We've got to take bold steps and not be afraid of the outcome. We've got to believe that the power of God in us will flow through us and touch lives. And so as we bow our heads, I want you to ask him, Lord, this week, give me opportunities. Give me opportunities to touch lives for you. That may be in a quiet conversation with people. That may be as you interact in your places of work or in your community, and people share their burdens, their pain. Help me to be bold to just say, can I pray with you? And just pray in faith and let God loose in our community. Help us, Lord. Help us that as a church, we will be a church on the move in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We give you praise because we trust you will do more than this. You will stir us up and keep us hungry for more of you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for having me. And just out of interest, if you're wondering why I dressed like this, I'm just copying this man, you know. So I'm just following in his footsteps. So when I saw him dress in African print, I just thought, yeah, that's what I'm going to wear.
Praise the Lord. Praise
God
the
bless
Lord.
You.
Thank you, Stephen. Yeah. I just.